say that you a baller. At the top, this is how I rock, and I won't be stopped for you. Say that you a baller.
Your story is as good as it gets.
It's a story of perseverance, knocking down wall after wall, and just going all against the odds, man. It's just what it, kind of what my whole story is.
So how does one decide, you know what, I'm going to kick these walls down?
You have to believe in something and go at it full force. I think just the way I was brought up, my family, if you want something, go get it.
When did you notice the walls start going up on you?
Play tight end. You know, when I got to high school, I'm like, okay, I'm 5'9", 5'10", tight end, H-back, not gonna get too many looks.
How could a guy as good as you manage to not get even one significant college offer?
In Texas, unless you got somewhere between 3 and 5 stars, you fall through the cracks.
So you weren't ticked, were you?
Oh, absolutely. That competitive spirit, the competitive nature, everything about you said, man, I can do this, I can do that.
Mary Harden Baylor, and I can venture to say if I put 100 people in a room, has anybody ever heard of this college? 100 of them would probably say no. True?
It's the sister school to Baylor. So when people ask me, hey, what college you went to? I say Mary Harden Baylor. Like Baylor? I'm like, no. The style of play that they played then, it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Mm. So they were pounding that rock. So that aggressiveness you got to see me out there playing, I'd say it all stems from that.
Was there a turning point moment during your college career that I am certainly good enough to make it in the National Football League somehow, some way, and somebody's just going to have to trust me?
When you go D3, you're not thinking, okay, I'm going to the NFL from here. But it didn't matter. I'm going to go out there and do any and everything I can to be the best Jarrell Freeman than I could be. And then you see like scouts and stuff start coming out. I'm like, oh, I guess they're seeing me. I guess they see a little something in me. If I was gonna get drafted, it would be late, maybe free agency. But everybody wants to get drafted. Sure. And then during the draft, you do get calls. Hey, stay on the line. Make sure your phone is free. We might be picking you up here and here, you know, and it just never amounted to anything.
Has it created the edge in you?
You got the massive chip on my shoulder, you know, that's just because I've been knocked down and discounted all these years. So I always feel like I have something to prove, and, you know, I don't mind doing that either.
You did go to the Canadian Football League, and as Akeem Hicks said, you know, you were the Canadian Football League. You owned it.
I just wanted to make the team. And the crazy thing is, like, 3 people had to get hurt for me to even get on the field that second year. I was able to go in there and be productive, and they just left me in there for my last 2 years. Like, I got that position, never gave it back.
So, you know, Colts, obviously, you are a tackle machine. But coming to the Bears, every time you walk in that building, somebody has put on that navy blue jersey with the white numerals outlined in orange and done some really special stuff.
Really special.
So now that you're here and you're in the atmosphere, what does it make you feel like?
When I got the number, I got a little heat for getting the number, of course. You know, when they announced it, I was like, oh, man. And then Singletary, being the great man that he is, he sent out a tweet. He just like gave me his blessing. I don't care about a number. I just care about the character of a man, and I know he's a great guy. And I was like, wow, man, I wear that number with pride now, and I try to go out there and be something, you know, be a great man and a great player.